So I want to preface this by saying that there is a lot of noise going on in my house right now because the washing machine is on, the dryer is on, the dishwasher is on, and there is a racetrack near my house that is currently being occupied by race cars because they have decided to race in the middle of the night. So it's very loud, and that is why there's rain background sounds to mask the sound of the dryer and dishwasher and washing machine and race cars. So, moving along, I was so excited about the audio I posted today, which I guess for you guys, I posted it yesterday because early access for patrons, but I was so excited about it because any time that I create an audio that's longer than like 15 minutes, I'm so proud of myself because I struggle a lot with creating dialogue that lasts for more than like 15 minutes. I don't know why I struggle so much with coming up with things to say. It's just difficult because it's a basically, you know, it's a one-sided conversation, and you have to keep the listener as vague as possible so that, you know, the people listening can relate to that person and feel like it's them. So yeah, I don't know, I've just always struggled with that, even though writing scripts is so fun for me. But so yeah, I was really excited that it's a longer one. And also, I don't know how many of you guys noticed, but I changed up the formatting a little bit. I added like a, what do you call it, like a sound wave, which I've been wanting to do for such a long time, and I finally figured out how to do that. Well, actually, I didn't figure it out. Basically, I just took the time to Google it, which for some reason I hadn't bothered to do before. But anyway, yeah, I was really excited about today's upload. Anyway, so on to reading comments. What do we have here? Gwyn Williams commented, she added captions to the video. I love it. Thank you. Yeah, this is, that is another thing that I did differently this time. I normally don't add captions because it's just kind of time consuming, but I think I'm gonna start adding captions to all of my future uploads because I figured out how to do it in a way that it doesn't take that long, but you know, it still takes a little while. George Hamilton commented, they're traveling upstate and the skyscraper she chooses to joke about jumping off of is the Empire State Building. Are they in New York? Yeah, that's kind of what I envisioned. George Hamilton also commented, your kisses are getting louder, lol. Yeah, they used to be, if you listen to my older stuff, they're like this. And now they're like, sorry, that was kind of weird. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, show the contrast. Let's see. Blind Luck 92 commented, I absolutely love the way Polaroids feature into this. Really, it was a nice touch. Thanks for the audio glow. Thank you. Yeah, basically the story there is, or there's not really a story there, but basically, for one of my short story readings that I do for patrons, I used a Polaroid sound effect because there was a Polaroid camera in the story. If anyone's interested at all, the story was called Out of the Woods, And I can't remember who wrote it, but anyway, so I had that sound effect, like, saved on my computer, and I wanted to use that sound effect again, so I just threw in a Polaroid camera. I thought it kind of fit the vibe, so. Project_1779 commented, "You forgot to turn your indicators off, lol." You're supposed to pretend you did not notice that. Thank you. We don't talk about that. Shh. This is why I don't have my license yet. Let's see. Leo's face commented, "No, I will call you Honey Bunny." No, you will not. I hate that so much. I mean, unless it's done ironically, like in that comment, then it's funny, but honestly, I've never really been much of a pet name person. And you'll notice in my audios that I, like, never, ever use pet names. Like, I never say baby, I never say babe, I never say any of that. Because, I don't know, for some reason, it just, like, doesn't come to me naturally, if that makes sense. It just feels weird when I say it. I don't know why. This one is very interesting. Just a Shy Catboy commented, "Meow. Can I lay my head on your lap and purr happily? I wanted to be your little kitten for so long, but never thought you'd want a Nico as your boyfriend. Also, thanks for driving again. My paws are shaking a bit. Blushes. Meow. I'm just so happy right now, and I hope that one day we'll be the old cute couple, encouraging others to believe in love. Meow." I have never, ever received a comment like this, so this is very interesting. Thank you, Just a Shy Catboy. Call Me Raven, love the name, by the way, commented, "Ah yes, vintage coffee. Yeah, pre-owned coffee is my favorite kind of coffee." Okay, so, I think I'm just gonna end the audio here. So yeah, that's it. Bye guys.